This is Dr. Mejia, the General for the patient Margaret Vixen. Medical record is 149135, 3/7/12/1953. The physician, Dr. L. Miranda. Procedure performed, double EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck cardiopulpectomy. Date of the procedure, March 25, 2022. Indications, heartburn, screening for colon cancer, fecal occult blood test positive, positive diagnosis, impression 1, esophageal ulcer, number 2, diffuse gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, 4, diverticulosis coli, number 3, next number 3, colon polyps removed, per paragraph. Left insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EJD. Cecum for the colonoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication as per remote anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, per paragraph. Operative procedure as per preparation was fair, per paragraph. Operative procedure as per colonoscopy template, as per double template, per paragraph. Findings, otopharynx superior normal, per paragraph. Esophagus, there's a clean base esophageal ulcer about 1 centimeter in the distal esophagus. Biopsy taken, per paragraph. Stomach, there's diffuse patchy retinitis, the anterior body biopsy taken, large H. pylori, per paragraph. Duodenum, D1, D2, appear normal, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectomy, internal hemorrhage. Grade 1, period. In the sigmoid colon, there's a diminutive polyp erythematous, about 2 millimeters removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. Descending colon, in sigmoid colon, show multiple diverticula, period. Splenic flexure, pure normal, per paragraph. In the distal transverse colon, there's a cis polyp about 8 millimeters removed by snecard, polypectomy, per paragraph. Multiple diverticula seen in the transverse colon, period. Hepatic flexure, pure normal, period. Ascending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period. There's a diminutive polyp in the ascending colon, about 2 millimeters erythematous, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, per paragraph. Cecum, appear normal, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number, monitor clinically, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, next number, patient will need a repeat EGD, 6 to 8 weeks to document esophageal ulcer healing. Next number, patient will be started on protonis, followed megan daily for treatment of esophageal ulcer, period, and of dictation.